Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
303, yeah, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday. I'm sorry, all this excitement. Ready. It's Monday. I know it's the beginning of a long week as well. Everybody's looking towards next week. Oh, we got Labor Day, right? You know what else Labor Day means? It means the neighborhood pools are closing down and kids really officially are back to school. There's no more pussyfooting around. Many of us had the proverbial and traditional kids are back to school mimosa last week, but there's still a handful of districts I know that are waiting for Labor Day, and then those parents will be able to celebrate. They'll be crushed. The little ones are gone, but they will be celebrating at around 9:05 in the morning, which is it's pretty cool if you ask me. We've got my buddy Carl Carlson joining us at 4:43. Now, you know Carl joins us every Monday afternoon at 4:33. We take a look at business, take a look at the markets, try and figure out, is your friendly old Uncle Jeff any closer to financial freedom? The answer, by the way, is yes. Oh, what a good meeting I had with Carl a couple of weeks ago. I walked away so happy. I really did. Did you know I own Tesla? I do. Not as many shares as that Elon guy, but I own some Tesla, and apparently we're doing really, really well. Can I take a moment here, like a point of personal privilege, and just throw a whole slew of congratulations over to our DEA friends, Drug Enforcement Administration guys, the guys over there on Green Court? They just got another huge conviction. So what does that mean to you? What does it mean to me? It means our kids are safer. It means that those very kids whose return to school we are celebrating have less of a chance of coming in contact with fentanyl or any of this other garbage that is polluting every community across America. Hopewell guy was sentenced to 16 years in prison for a conspiracy to distribute and possess with the intent to distribute 5 kilos or more of cocaine throughout the Tri-Cities region. So Hopewell, Petersburg, Colonial Heights, you guys are safer right about now. And that's good. I mean, I don't need to read the names of the guys who got convicted. Suffice to say that the DEA once again did a great job. And I haven't seen it or heard it anywhere else. It doesn't mean it won't pop up. John Burkett will probably do something on it. Crime Insider over at CBS6. I don't know if anybody else will. But I will, because I am not only proud of those guys, I am grateful to them. What else? Well, I'm taking a look at one or two things that are going on. I wanted to give you a piece of advice. I made the terrible error of watching some of the talking heads. Oh. Normally, I'll come in. You know the way this works on a Monday morning, right? And I'll take a look at some of this stuff, kind of review the stuff. I don't want to ruin my Sunday watching this stuff. I got other things I have to do. Like this past Sunday, yes, belly button cleaning, very high on the list and far more important than most of the prattle that was on. But I did happen to watch some of it. And in the midst of it, Heidi started talking about something. I can't tell you what she was talking about, but I knew I had to listen because she was talking. So I turned down the television set, the volume. And I had a conversation with her, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, which is great. And out of the corner of my eye, I'm still watching the television. And I'm watching him going, man, that guy's eye is twitching. Oh, look at that. That guy's got like a throbbing vein in his head. That guy keeps playing. And I thought, oh my gosh. I think I've hit on something. These are what, in the poker world, we would call tells. Right? If you're bluffing, if you want people to think you got a pair of aces, and you don't, you bluff. Same thing, I suppose, with blackjack. I was just watching a blackjack documentary. And I don't know, there's way too much math. Oh, my gosh, way too much math. So poker, I can handle them. So I'm looking at him going, those are towels. They're not nearly as confident about this election as they want us to believe. I'm talking about the Democrats that are out there talking about this. They are not anywhere near as confident as they want you to believe. Now, there's always a little bravado. There's always a little huffing and puffing and all that stuff. But I am sitting here and I am telling you, we are heading in the right direction. You and I, who know that we'd like to save a country. It's a pretty heavy lift when you think about it. Kamala Harris, by the way, would like to change all the rules for the upcoming debates. You remember the last debate? Oh, yeah, you do. Of course we do, right? It's the one where Joe Biden was placed on the stage like a potted plant. And he did whatever he did, and then that was it. It was all over. So the Kamala Harris team says, well, you know, we got this debate coming up on September the 10th on ABC News. Remember now, President Trump said, I want to debate you, but I want to do it on Fox News. Nope, we're not going to appear on Fox. So instead of having three debates, I believe we will have two debates. Or will we have two debates? Well, I think we're going to have two debates. We may not. You know what? Weird thing is, we may wind up having no debates because now the Harris team says they would like to change the way the microphones are handled. Do you remember when ABC News came out and said, here are the rules. All right, we've got the rules now. And when one of you guys is talking, we're turning off the other person's microphone and we're not having an audience and there can't be any notes. ABC News came up with all of these instructions. The Biden team came up with a whole bunch of instructions. By the way, the Biden team was the one that said, we want them to be standing. Sounds like a weird request from a guy who has difficulty with any sort of physical strength, but that was their point. They wanted to show him being able to stand up for an hour. So they're the ones, not the Trump campaign, despite what you may have thought. It was the Biden folks who said, yeah, it's got to be a standing thing. And you notice what President Trump has asked for. Nothing. He does not care. Microphones are turned on, they're turned off. Standing, sitting, notes, no, whatever you want. I'm there. There's absolutely, positively no fear from this guy. He's ready to roll. But now the Harris campaign says, okay, we want the microphones turned on, not muted, when somebody else is talking. What does that say to me? It says that their plan from the very beginning is to interrupt President Trump as much as possible while he's speaking. And it's for a reason. It's not because the vice president is somehow, some way going to have a wealth of knowledge, a treasure trove of information she has to just spew out there and correct the record. It's designed to poke at Donald Trump as much as possible because they want him to turn around and say something nasty to her or yell at her or whatever. That's why they want that. What does the Trump campaign say? Well, you have to wait for the Trump campaign. President Trump himself said, yeah, whatever, whatever.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
You can have the mics muted. You can have the mics unmuted. I don't care. Whatever it is, I'm there. They have also requested that the two candidates be seated, not standing. So what's the point of that? Donald Trump, again, when he was asked, said, yeah, whatever you want, seated, standing on our heads, you know, juggling flaming chainsaws in the deep end of a pool. Don't care. I'm there. So why would the Kamala Harris campaign want so much for the candidates to be seated? I think there's some physicality. I think that when you are looking at Donald Trump, you see a tall, strong guy, right? When you look at Kamala Harris when she's standing, it's a real contrast. But if you have both of them seated, it would seem to be a more equal situation, a more level playing field. All right. There are a couple of options. You could say, well, Kamala Harris is, I'm just spitballing here, she's 6 inches shorter than President Trump. All right, well, we have a step she can stand on. It's like the one they use for George Snuffleupagus, because he's, what is he, like 4'2", 4'3", something about that? So it's the same sort of a thing. It's ABC. They'll have it there. So she would stand on that. Here's an argument I think they could make, and it's going to surprise you, but I think it might be legitimate. What if they say the vice president is going to be wearing heels? Right? I can't tell you what it's like to wear heels. I can tell from a first-hand basis. I can tell you secondhand that apparently it can be a real pain to wear heels for a long period of time, to stand wearing heels for an extended period of time. You know what? I'm giving them that one. I am. I think it's okay. She does have options, obviously. She could wear flat shoes like President Trump is going to be wearing, but all right, so maybe you give her that one. Here's the last piece, and this is the one we'll analyze just a moment from now. The Kamala Harris campaign is now saying they want notes. Ooh. Ooh. That is disturbing. You and I are going to analyze it. If you want to jump ahead, you know how you can jump ahead. You're already with me on social media, right? I've already sent everything out there. If you're not with me on X, would you please make sure you're following Jeff Katz Show over on X, Jeff Katz Show over on X, and on Facebook, The Jeff Katz Show, The Jeff Katz Show. It is 3:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.